Allah Azza wa Jal might put you in situations where you have the choice of protecting your religion and paying something, or protecting your life and giving up your religion. You don't know what your reaction will be at that moment. And fitan are very difficult. Therefore, you need to prepare in advance. Rasulullah ﷺ says, and I'm giving this as an example, in the time of a Dajjal, the ones who didn't have iman before will not be able to pass in that trial. In other words, you cannot raise your iman when Dajjal is already out. It's too late. If you don't have iman from before, there's nothing you can do. So you have to enter into the race with enough fuel. Because if you're already on the tracks, you can't reload. Or think about it as fasting. You have to have sahur before the adhan of fajr. If the muadhan says Allahu Akbar, it's too late to have sahur. So have your sahur now before it's too late. Not saying that the Dajjal is going to come out tomorrow, but Dajjal is not the only fitna. There are many fitna. And for those who feel very confident, let me give you an example of a fitna that is existing today. We're not talking about something hypothetical. How many people come to Fajr in this masjid? How many rows? Two. How many come to Jum'ah? It's packed. Tayyib. Tonight after Salat al-Isha, the Imam will announce that you will be paid £50 for every Salat Fajr that you show up to. What do you think will happen tomorrow? The masjid will be full. The masjid will be packed just like Friday, just like Jum'ah. Tayyib, yani, if £50 makes it or breaks it, £50 would bring you to Salah. What about when fitan come and you're offered millions? What about the fitan that would come and would give you the option of jail or your religion? So don't feel very confident of how you would respond. The Muslim should always ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for thabat, because the word qalb comes from taqallub. Taqallub in Arabic means something that is continuously changing. When you have a pot and you have water that is boiling, this water is going upside down. That's taqallub. And that is the state of our heart. Right now you have a high spirit, tomorrow you're in a rock bottom. Just look at a child. You could tickle them, they would be laughing. Immediately after that, they could cry. Or they would be crying, offer a candy, they're laughing. Now, our hearts didn't change much since childhood. Pretty much the same. You could be happy, next moment you're sad. You could have strong iman, you leave the masjid, it's weak. Even the Sahaba radiallahu anhum said that we suffer from that problem. One of the Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "I have committed nifaq." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Why do you say that?" He said, "Because when I'm with you, I feel my iman is very strong. As soon as I go home and play with my family and think about my business, I feel that my iman decreases." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that that's normal. You have not committed nifaq. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If you remain on the same state that you have when you're with me, then the angels would come and shake your hands in the streets." But that's impossible. Sa'a wa sa'a. It's an up and down thing. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the willingness of sacrifice, and sacrifice comes in different forms. I mean, sometimes it is like with the people of the trench, they were burned to death. Sometimes it's with the jail. Sometimes it's with money. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came and they offered him wealth. They offered him the best woman to marry. They offered him power. And sometimes the trials of ease are more difficult than the trials of difficulty. Offering money to you is sometimes more of a fitna than taking your money. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people differently. Sometimes Allah will test them with health, sometimes with poverty, sometimes with health, sometimes with illness. The tests come in different ways, different forms, different shapes. What we need in the future is thabat, steadfastness, and the willingness to sacrifice whatever is needed for the religion of Allah. Think about yourself as a worker for the sake of Allah. You do the work, and you expect the payment after you die. You don't ask for it now. You are working for Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is the one who controls the results, not you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tabat, and we ask Allah to make us of those who will die saying La ilaha illallah, and to raise us up saying La ilaha illallah, and to enter us into Jannah with La ilaha. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
And brothers, we can take questions for about 10 minutes inshallah until Salatul Maghrib. I'll ask if you can just raise your hand, and if you can just point out which brother, and if you can just make a very short question inshallah. And women can feel free to write their questions on pieces of paper, and we'll ask one of the brothers just to bring them forward for us.
So the question is, what is the best method that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used?
The most important
method for the tarbiyah. Every ibadah that is done contributes to our tarbiyah. Dhikr contributes to tarbiyah. Salah contributes to our tarbiyah. Qiyamul Layl contributes to the tarbiyah. And what affects some people most could be different. So Rasulullah ﷺ, when he was asked the question, what is the best thing for me to do? Rasulullah ﷺ gave different answers. One person he told him to make hajj, another person he told him to make dhikr, a third person he told him to go to jihad. So it depends on the person, but we want to have a share of everything. And we want to sample everything, so that you will try and taste the flavor of everything, and then you also get the reward of everything. We don't just do one thing. And there's, for example, even within the same ibadah, there's different ways of doing it. Like fasting, there's the fasting of Ramadan, you have to do that. But then there's voluntary fasting, you have Monday and Thursday, try that. And then you have the 3 days of each month, you want to have a share of that too. And then once in a while, try to do the Siyam of Dawood for a few weeks, which is you alternate in fasting. You fast one day and you don't fast the next. So there isn't a magic pill in this. It's a variety of things, and you need to find out what helps you most, just like you need to find out what harms you most. Some people, the fitna of women is the greatest fitna for them. Some people, it's the fitna of money. Some people, it's the fitna of fame. Some people, it's the fitna of power. So one needs to know what is their weak